Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap with your host, Paige Estori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. This week, we bring into focus important developments in the insurance industry here in Australia. At the top of our list are concerns raised by Australia's major financial regulators, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, and the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority. They are seeking increased clarity on duration-based pricing structures in life insurance, focusing on the individual disability income insurance market. Amid reports of low initial premiums soaring over time, the regulators are urging insurance companies to improve transparency around how costs may evolve. It's clear there's work needed as insurers begin enhancing disclosures about potential premium increases. This change aligns with APRA's broader push towards more stable premiums and customized options. As consumers, it's crucial we stay vigilant about the long-term costs of insurances and demand transparency. In related news, a family learned a hard lesson about the importance of updating insurance policies when their claim was declined. A father's longstanding policy fell short when his son was involved in a car incident, highlighting a costly oversight. The insurer rejected their claim based on a clause excluding drivers under 25, and this decision was upheld by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. A critical reminder to all of us to regularly review and update insurance policies, ensuring they reflect changes in our personal circumstances. Turning our attention to New South Wales, the severe floods that damaged thousands of homes and businesses shed light on Australia's critical insurability issues. As climate change aggravates extreme weather events, what we're seeing locally mirrors a harsh global reality. Skyrocketing premiums, some reaching $30,000 annually, are pushing insurance beyond the reach of many. Simultaneously, calls for systemic changes intensify. Proposals include public insurance schemes and disaster resilience funding to improve coverage and protect Australia from becoming a stark warning in the global insurability landscape. Finally, in a precedent-setting turn for rideshare drivers, a landmark decision from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with a driver in an insurance dispute. The driver's policy with Auto & General was initially declined post-accident, citing improper representations of vehicle use at the inception of the policy. But the tables turned as AFCA found no falsehood in the claim, resulting in the insurer having to honor it, pay for car hire expenses, and remunerate an additional $1,500. A journey that underscores the importance of communication regarding policy terms and vehicle use dynamics. That's your weekly roundup of the Australian insurance industry as brought to you by Financial Services Online. Always remember, understanding the fine print in your policy can make all the difference between peace of mind and steep costs. For more, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week's wrap, this is Paige Estratori signing off. Stay informed and take care.